Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, which is called How to Stop Idea Tornadoes. Now, if you've never had an idea tornado, you are a rare human among entrepreneurs because it looks like this. You have an idea. Let's say I'm going to have an idea right now so I can give an example. Let's say that I want to hold a giant festival-like creation that includes yoga and dance and vegan foods and business and book fairs. Like the book fairs, I'm making this up actually on the fly so that it sounds legit. So book fairs, like when you went to elementary school and you had your dollars and that little slip of sort of translucent paper. It was somewhere between tissue paper and actual paper. And you handed it to the lady and they helped you find the books. And then you got to go home with books. Possibly it only worked with me because I lived in the mountains and there were no bookstores within an hour's drive. Those were good days. So what if we tried to recreate that feeling, but then also what if I was like, yeah, but I want yoga. And so who would be my yoga instructors? And then I would like be like, okay, well, I could think of two people, but do I need two people or three people? And then when it comes to vegan food, like, well, what about people that are vegetarian, and would it be okay to have some meats but then not other meats? But then would we have a petting zoo? Or like, do you see how the idea is not clear? It has a lot of moving parts. My book fair, yoga, dance, vegan times, entrepreneurial thing. And I can easily go down any of the rabbit holes about speakers or venue or location or book fair or which titles of books, or there's just an infinite number of questions that take place when I have this idea. And I can keep spinning in it forever and ever and ever and ever because it's an idea tornado. And there's no amount of me thinking about it that's going to do any good until I've done a few simple things. If you are a person who knows the idea tornado well, you know that it doesn't have to be something major for this to happen. It can be something as simple as, I would like to teach a 1 hour long class to some people. And even just the idea of, when is the class? How long is it? When is it scheduled? And where is it going to take place? And for whom? And how will I market it? And what is it called? And what is going to be included in the curriculum? And how much will it cost? And how will the payment be collected? So even something simple, like it's a 1 hour class, it seems simple, and yet it can spark a big giant idea tornado. Simpler still, I have a spot, and I need to fill it in my business. And so I just need to let people know that I have spots available for a service that I offer. Okay, well, how should I let them know? Via Facebook or Instagram or my email list or other forms of social media? Or should I send snail mail or should I send personal emails? And what should I say? And should I have a graphic? And what should that graphic look like? And what should it feel like? And when is too soon to send it? And when is too late? And anything can spark an idea tornado. And it isn't about the complexity of it at the top. It's about how complex you manage to make it by the time it's filtered all the way down through your brain. I'm actually having a tough time coming up with idea tornadoes because I'm really good at bringing them to a screeching halt. Just... Okay. So most of you, us humans, have idea tornadoes at some point. And step one is to acknowledge, hey, ding, 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 this is an idea tornado. This is something that I'm choosing to overthink and to go round and round and round and round and round about. More importantly, this is a thing I'm choosing to overthink when I already know the answer. I'm just trying to come up with a different, less scary answer. That's the tricky part. So when you have an idea tornado, stop, acknowledge, is this an idea tornado? Yes. Okay, cool. Then the question is, what do I need to do next? And there's typically just one thing. If you would like to schedule a 1 hour class, you're going to need to have a name for that class. Make the name, right? If I want to have a yoga, vegan book fair, dance, entrepreneurial thing, I'm going to need to look at some dates and figure out whether that's feasible for me to do. And I'm not, by the way, foreshadowing some sort of miraculous event, so please don't get excited about that. It's completely made up, and I'm not doing that. There is always, once you acknowledge that you're in an idea tornado, one simple next action that you can take that moves the ball along. And if you can identify that next action, good. Now schedule it. If it can happen right now, fantastic. If not, when can it happen? So if it's, I need to find a venue, cool. Can I schedule an hour block to look at venues online? And during that hour, I have to come up with two viable options. The more structure you can place around the time limit on the next action, the more likely you are to stop that from being an idea tornado, and the more likely you are to actually get to the next action. So when people work with me in dominatrixing, typically they'll come to me with an idea or tons of ideas, and they're like, I can't figure out which one is good. I can't figure out which one is going to be the best one. I just keep having more ideas. So you come to me with a notebook full of 80 ideas, and I am the person who helps you say, okay, cool, out of all these 80 ideas, which is the one that you can't forget or ignore? Like, it just keeps sort of gently tapping at your brain. That's where we start. And then we keep choosing the first actions. And sometimes, typically because I'm me, I can get you 5 or 10 actions in before it's like, okay, well, we'll have to talk again at that point. And that's when we have our next coaching call. So if you're like, I can't get out from under the idea tornadoes, I have no idea what you're talking about, I self-sabotage here all the time, fucking talk to me, scroll to the end of brandcampblog.com and click on dominatrixing, click on coaching in the top menu bar, email me, brandcamponline@gmail.com. We'll talk about dominatrixing. This is what I do. I stop idea tornadoes. I help you move from ideas into action. If you're nowhere near being ready, able, or having the dollars to hire me, stopping an idea tornado is as simple as identifying that you're in it, asking if you know the next right thing, doing the next right thing, and scheduling the next right thing. The other thing to do is to refuse to scale up. Interestingly enough, I've noticed people that give idea tornadoes a run for their money and that really sort of fall into them all the time, that if I say, okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to write a blog post. That's too vague. I've learned it's too vague, because what they hear is, I need you to write the most perfect blog post that's ever been written in all of time and space. So instead of 400 to 500 words about a given topic, it's 400 to 500 of the best words they've ever written, complete with 2 to 7 of the most stunning images ever created, complete with hiring some sort of an SEO coach, special personality person, complete with sharing it to Facebook and Instagram simultaneously via witty dialogue. And so it automatically got way bigger, but I didn't say that. I didn't say write the most perfect blog post of all time. I said write a blog post. And then Idea Tornado spins up and adds, well, it has to be this many words, and it has to have this many images, and it has to be this perfect, and it has to include this many guest expert people, and it has to be done by, you know, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., and it has to include brilliant social media posts that go with it, and it has to go out to my whole email list, and it has to sell me at least 3 spots or make me $10 million, whichever comes first, right? Refuse to scale up. If it's a simple task, let it be simple. If it's something as simple as, if I'm actually going to make my vegan yoga dance book fair times, my first course of action would be to see if they still make book fairs. And if they do, then can I get a book fair to come to any sort of place that I would consider? And what would that look like? And how much would that cost? Figure out what's the crux of the idea, that if you lost that, the whole thing would be gone. If I can't have a book fair in this whole thing, then it's gone. So what is the most important bit or piece? What is a good place to start? And how can you start starting instead of just writing more ideas down? So you actually, once you're in the idea tornado, you don't get to write any more ideas down. You get to either take action or schedule action. Ideas no longer of use for a moment until you can get yourself out of the spin, if that makes sense. Idea tornadoes happen to everyone, and typically idea tornadoes keep you stuck in inaction, which is really important to all the parts of you that are afraid of taking action, that identify whatever it is you're thinking about as risk, because it's way less risky to just sit and do nothing. Your body thinks, your mind thinks, you're calibrated to think, than it is to go ahead and take the risk and do the thing. So what is it that you know to be the next right step? Can you schedule that? If the next right step is too big, what is the first right step toward that next bigger step? So if you know that the first right step is to move across the country, that's not going to be, that's not a one-step process. That's like a multi-thousand-step process. So what's one right thing that you can do during that process? It might be donate 20 pounds worth of shit to Goodwill, recycle everything you can recycle, clean out the basement, those sorts of activities. If it's something that actually requires you to get up out of your chair and take an action, you're on the right track. Try not to scale. Try to keep it together and try to just, if nothing else, get better at identifying when you're stuck in an idea tornado. How long has it been since you took action versus how long has it been since you've had wild, crazy, and beloved ideas that pour into your notebook and that never come to fruition? Because the pain of having ideas never come to fruition will eventually catch up with you, and I promise it's not worth it. It is so much more interesting, compelling, and wonderful to have an idea, to let it be born, and to watch it either flop or fly, than it is to sit and just nurture these perfectly safe, beautiful ideas that never, ever, 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 ever come to life. So bring an idea to life. If you want me to help you, I'm more than happy to do that. You know how to find me. I'm happy to dominatrix you, which inevitably somebody asks how that name came to be. It's just because a dominatrix tells you what to do in what order, and that's exactly what I do. I take the scary idea tornado parts out of doing something in a particular order. It's simply, here are the next 10 things for you to do. When we talk again, those will be done. If you haven't done those things, you won't be talking to me. And that's how people get shit done. Okay? So, may you be blessedly free of idea tornadoes, and if you find yourself stuck in 1 or 10 or 7, may you find a way out using these simple, simple, simple techniques. May you refuse to scale up, because it's scary when that happens. May you have a fucking wonderful day, week, and I will see you soon. Thanks so much for listening. Bye, guys.